and NDTV exclusive report, satellite images sourced by us indicate that China's naval base in Djibouti on the Horn of Africa is now fully operational and supports Chinese warships deployed in the Indian Ocean. You see the base on your screen right now. Why is this important for us? China's presence in Djibouti is part of a detailed plan to establish its presence in the Indian Ocean, directed not just, for example, at the U.S. Navy, which has major bases in the Persian Gulf, but also at the Indian Navy, the next largest in the region. Images of the fully operational base in Djibouti come at a time when China has docked a 25,000-ton satellite and ballistic missile tracking ship in the Sri Lankan port of Hambantota. We'll talk about that as well in a moment. But first, this is the area that we are talking about. Djibouti in Africa to the west, Gwadar in Pakistan, where China is building a base, and Hambantota to the east in Sri Lanka, where China has a 99-year lease to the port. It's effectively theirs. But first, let's turn our attention to the Chinese base in Djibouti on your screen, built at a cost of $590 million and under construction since 2016. It's located by the strategic Babal Mandab Strait, which guards the approach to the Suez Canal, one of the most critical channels of international commerce. Significantly, the images from Maxar, which we've procured, show a Chinese ship, a Yuzhou-class landing ship, docked along a 320-meter-long berthing area located near an apron that supports helicopter operations. This is a large 25,000-ton vessel designed to embark up to 800 soldiers and a combination of vehicles, air cushion landing craft, and helicopters. In other words, a potential flagship of any Chinese fleet operating in the Indian Ocean. Elsewhere, there's an apron that you see over here for helicopter operations in the center of your screen. Looks like a small runway, where in this image taken less than a week back, there appear to be training activities underway on this apron or runway. A short distance away, a new building is under construction, as you can see, and the containers set up in the same facility are likely to support urban and counter-terror operations training. That's what the assessment from experts that we have spoken to seem to indicate. And in this image, you can see a wide shot of all of what we've described so far: the ship, the base, the training facilities, the new building under construction. It's a large facility in the Horn of Africa. Finally, a look at the Chinese satellite and missile observation ship, the Yuanwang 5, everyone's been talking about. That remains docked in Hambantota in Sri Lanka. We've marked its satellite and communication dishes. It's berthed next to an oil tank farm and is likely being refueled. It is being refueled at a time when Sri Lanka hardly has enough fuel to supply its own citizens. Well, joining us now, two of the finest Indian Navy officers that I've interacted with, Admiral Arun Prakash, the former Navy Chief, Vice Admiral Shekhar Sinha, the former Commander-in-Chief of the Western Naval Command. Thanks very much for being with us. Admiral Prakash, how does this represent, let's talk about Djibouti first, how does this represent a challenge, if not a threat, for Indian interests?
Vishnu, this is really, it's very good that you acquired such fine, high-resolution satellite pictures, which is more than one can say about most of our channels and focus on national security issues. But this is really nothing new, because the Chinese started negotiating for Djibouti, a base in Djibouti in 2015 or so. And I think by 2017, they had a base nearly operational. And as you perhaps know, that Djibouti is a very strategically located port at the mouth of the Red Sea, overlooking the Bab el-Mandeb Strait. It already had a U.S. detachment, a Japanese detachment, and a French detachment there. So the Chinese have now established a foothold there. It's an important place to be, and you can understand the Chinese desire to be there, because much of their trade, a huge proportion of their trade and energy transits through either the Red Sea or the Persian Gulf. So it is not a surprise for many people that this base has come up the way it has. It should be an area of concern, and I'm sure the Indian Navy is keeping a close watch on all the developments, the ins and outs that goes on in Djibouti.
Admiral Sinha, Gwadar in Pakistan, Djibouti in Africa, and Hambantota in Sri Lanka. Hambantota, the Chinese, it's effectively theirs. They have a 99-year lease. What does this mean for India?
Well, Vishnu, thank you for getting me on this program. You know, this only completes the string of pearls, and there would be probably some more bases which come up on the east coast of Africa. There's a lot of talk that the Chinese are negotiating to get a base. My own sense is that there will be a frequent movement of Chinese warships in this area, and their collusion with Pakistan Navy, who they are giving 8 submarines and 3/4 frigates or destroyers, the maneuvering space of the Indian Navy is certainly going to shrink. The freedom with which the ships and submarines used to move around in Arabian Sea, that's not going to happen. Or if it happens, it has to be done with a lot of caution. So that is my first reaction. And since you have shown a very sort of high resolution, you know, pictures, I would also say that, you know, days are not very far, maybe 6, 7, 8 years, that the Chinese Navy would probably have a the Indian Ocean Fleet somewhere in one of these bases. Most likely, you know, my sense is either on east coast of Africa or in Gwadar. Because Djibouti, while the base is quite big, you know, the seeing the size of the jetty and the manner in which it is there, it looks like it's more of a offloading base. You see the ramp just behind the LST, the landing ship.
Yeah.
Probably it is being used for, you know, offloading the tanks and
let's have that image of the ship up. Refer to what Admiral Sinha is talking about. Let's have the image. Let's change the image to get the image of the ship up, so that we just show it once full frame to the next image, the image of the warship. Yeah, not this. The other one. I'll just have that up in a moment. No. This is in Hambantota. Let's try and have the one off the warship in Djibouti. Anyway, we'll get that up in a moment from now. But Admiral, yeah, this is the image. Now, you had a couple of points. Go ahead, Admiral Sinha.
Yeah, you see the white portion that these two are ramps, Vishnu, and it is leading into the well of the ship. Through which the vehicles and possibly the towed artillery guns which can be taken out or taken in. There are also reports that the artillery guns have been positioned in a manner which you can't make out right now. You will have to do little more analysis of the images that you have sent. The ranges of which are right, as Admiral Arun Prakash mentioned, that, you know, it is overlooking the Red Sea and Suez Canal. The long-range guns can actually reach quite far into the Red Sea. We yet have to find out as to what are the ranges of these guns and which artillery guns they have positioned. I wouldn't be surprised if it is very close to the choke point inside the Red Sea. So I think that this is all in all, it is a preparation for a Indian Ocean Fleet for the Chinese once their carrier force becomes fully operational and there are more ships which can be deployed outside South China Sea. I think the Indian Ocean possibly is going to be their second base.
Okay. Admiral Prakash, what stops the Chinese from operating a carrier battle group, an aircraft carrier battle group in the Indian Ocean?
Nothing really, but except for the fact that they really have only 2 proper aircraft carriers at the moment. Not really, not even 2. One is still working up, one is fully operational, and one I think has been relegated to training rule. At this particular point, their attention is focused on Taiwan. It's only when Taiwan is wrapped up one way or the other and they have produced another carrier so that they can spare one for the Indian Ocean that we are likely to see a carrier task force entering the Indian Ocean. But until their surface force can be accompanied by an aircraft carrier, it is unlikely that they will have a Indian Ocean squadron or a force in being floating around, because the air threat that we can pose, the Indian forces can pose to a Chinese surface force is quite formidable. So I would say 2 factors. One is wrapping up of Taiwan one way or the other. And the second is for them to be able to spare an operational aircraft carrier which can leave the South China Sea and come into the Indian Ocean. Once that happens, maybe around the 2030s or so, we will certainly see PLA Navy carrier task force in our neighborhood.
Admiral Sinha, one final question to you. You know, we've been focusing for years now on what the Chinese are doing on our northern frontiers. Isn't it time that as a nation we start looking at what they're doing in the Indian Ocean? It's not a new story.
Vishnu, I think there has been a fair amount of attention in at least in the last 5, 6, 7 years. And you find that more and more maritime security issues are being discussed and they're coming up. For example, the Colombo Security Conclave, the BIMSTEC sort of HADR cooperative mechanism. So these are some of the areas which reflect that, yes, the government of India and the Indian Navy is now paying more attention to the to the Indian Ocean, and I think that it is very much high time to start looking at because the maritime threats are absolutely they are there, because once they emerge, it'll be very difficult to take any counter action or countermeasure, and therefore the countermeasures have to be prepared well in time, because the it takes a long time to create the infrastructure of the Navy and the force levels. So I think that the government has, to my mind, government has started paying attention to the oceans, but the budgeting has to be little more than what it is right now.
I would suggest that's an understatement, little more. I would suggest a lot more. But thank you, Admiral Sinha. Admiral Prakash, always a pleasure to speak to you. These new images actually represent just the tip of the iceberg. If you look at the pace of Chinese naval expansion, their ability to manufacture warships and deploy them in a speedy process, as part of a speedy process, then it could be a cause of trouble for India.